السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. These lights here in the masjid and even the ones in the back there, those are solar lights. So it's a cheap alternative. You don't need no alternator and battery and anything. It's same like the outside ones, the floodlights. It comes with its own solar panel and built-in battery. So you just put the panel on the roof, connect the light like a normal light on your on. And there's only two lights on. In the masjid you only got two of them. But there in the back there's six lights there. And those lights now we are using every day. Even not only load shedding time. Every day we're only using those lights. And they're bright enough. Alhamdulillah, students are managing well. So at your house also if you want, now with all this load shedding people are thinking now what must put this and put that. So this is a easy thing, easy light, you can put it on yourself, DIY, you can fit it yourself, and it just charges, and you can use it. So in your home, if you don't want to change all your lights, but even those lights that you leave on the whole night, you know, sometimes people leave a light on in the passage or something, so instead of burning your electricity, electricity too is getting expensive these days. So these are alternatives. Gee. On Sunday I met one brother. Some years ago I had met him. Not very long ago, like few years, couple years, maybe 2-3 years back. I met him and he told me, Maulana, I said, please make dua for my child. She got injured in the eye. And, you know, lost the sight. We don't know if she will gain her sight again. So, you know, make dua for her. So I met him again on Sunday. So I just asked him, how's your child, you know? He's telling me, you know, after that injury, the only thing to do was to do an operation. But we went to a few doctors, and all of them told us that, see, looking at the injury where it is, near the cornea and all that, even if you do the operation, there's not going to be much faida, like, you know. Don't really help much. So, she lost one eye now. It's okay, just carry on. So then he says they went to one doctor in Hawick. Elderly doctor. Somebody referred them there. So they went to this doctor to get his opinion. So this doctor checked the child up. And then he told them, he said, see, when it comes to you Muslim people, I don't ever make judgment. Because you all seem to have a different connection with the Almighty. So, my advice to you is that look, it can't get worse. It can't get worse than what it is. So take the chance, have the operation, and do what you all normally do. He's telling them. Say, do what you all normally do. So the father says that they went ahead, they did the op. And after that, when they went back for a checkup, so after some time, after it healed and whatever, so the child had regained 60% of the sight. Then he said, recently they went back to this doctor to do another checkup, and when he checked the eye, he said that, you know, the scab or something, it actually moved down. And now the child has got about 85% sight. So the doctor is telling the father, didn't I tell you that when it comes to you Muslim people, I don't ever give a judgment, because you will have a different connection with the Almighty. So one is that Allah Ta'ala has given us this power of dua. Allah Ta'ala has given it to us. We lack in the yaqeen, or sometimes we are impatient, as we discussed in the previous majalis. But we must use this. We must use, Allah Ta'ala has given it to us, we must use it. The other thing is that, you know, we must make so much of shukr that Allah blessed us with iman. That look at this doctor, he's a non-Muslim. He knows full well that the Muslim people, their du'as are powerful. They make du'a, their du'as get answered. But he's not bringing iman. He knows that, but he's not bringing iman. It reminds, Abu Jahl. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, you want me to tell you, or you want the stones in your hand to tell you? Despite hearing that too, still didn't bring iman. So this iman is a gift from Allah Ta'ala. This iman is a gift from Allah Ta'ala. But it's our duty to protect it. When Allah gives it, it's our duty to protect it. Sometimes, because we don't treasure this iman, right? Iman, we don't treasure it. So we can't understand sometimes when our seniors speak. See, a small child. Now if there's a cliff there, the child doesn't understand the danger of falling off the cliff. In the child's mind, there's no possibility of me falling off the cliff too. So the child is carefree, heedless, running around, right? The parent, on the other hand, says, hey, watch out, come with this side. Sometimes the child is going too close, the parent is going, grabbing the child, come this side. Sometimes the parent may even give the child one shot. I told you stay this side. No, why are you going so close? The child at that time cannot seem to understand what is my parents' figure. I'm just having fun, yeah? What is my parent getting so excited about now? So in the same way, sometime when the Akabirin speak, they are seeing the dangers, right? The dangers, the threat to our iman. And they're speaking from that angle. Now, because we are so heedless, we're so much in a ghaflat, we're not even worried about that iman. With our tongues, we'll say, we got some worry, some concern. But in reality, are we really concerned? So then, when we hear what they're saying, then we have ishkal. We have objections. So recently, I think it was in this weekend's program, Father Abdul Hamid Sahab, now Barakatu, he mentioned something about dua for the matriculants, So Hazrat mentioned something, I don't know the exact words that Hazrat mentioned, but to the effect, he spoke negatively that we shouldn't make dua for him. Now people are so upset.
How? how can he talk like that? And, you know, he's a threat to the Muslim community of South Africa.
But then they're not seeing it with his eyes. They're not seeing it with that fikr for iman. They are looking at it, there's so many people are losing their iman. Right? Now imagine you make dua that this child must pass matric. So the child passed matric, what's the next step? Must go university. So if I'm making dua for your daughter to pass matric, isn't this a dua for guna? Because you're going to take your daughter now and send her to matric. She's no parda. She'll get involved with someone. Haram takes place. All the other guna that's happening there. So what dua am I making for your child? Now the parent is looking at it the other way. No. All those things are sideline issues. If my child now is sitting there and playing tani the whole day, or my child get involved with some girl, or my child ends up drinking more cough mixture than supposed to, and my child starts vaping and looking at pornography on the phone. No, all that is fine, long as he just comes out with a degree and he can make money. Right? Now, why will we be upset at Maulana's statement? Because we feel our dunya is being attacked. He doesn't want our children to progress. How are we going to progress? What are we going to do? It's not that. We're looking at it from the wrong side. Looking at it from the wrong side. Allah Ta'ala, give us tawfiq. Allah give us tawfiq that we realize the value, the bounty of iman. Right? And if we lose this iman, we got nothing. We got absolutely nothing. And if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يُصْبِحُ الرَّجُلُ مُؤْمِنًا وَيُمْسِي كَافِرًا وَيُمْسِي مُؤْمِنًا وَيُصْبِحُ كَافِرًا, that a person in the morning will be a believer, by the evening will be a disbeliever. The person in the evening will be a believer, in the morning will be a disbeliever. If Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, then that's what's going to happen. And it's happening already. Who said it's happening? Words of kufr being spoken. See, once Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed Fajr namaz, and that night before Fajr it rained. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed the salah, Fajr namaz. They were not in Medina, on Safar, and it rained the night before. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made the Fajr namaz. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned around and he's saying to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, see, Allah Ta'ala says that some of my bandas believe in me, and some of them they have disbelieved. Right? And then he went on to explain that those people who said that it rained due to the grace and the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, right? So they are mu'minum bi, they are believers in me, and disbelievers in the star. And those people who said that it rained because of a certain star, it was in Jahiliyyah, they had this thing that when a certain star appears, then it will rain. Right? So those people who said that it rained because of that star, so they are disbelievers in me and believers in the star. Right? Now this whole science, all these things that are being taught in school, it takes a person away from Allah Ta'ala to Ghayrullah. From Musabbibul Asbab to Asbab. All that is being taught takes you away from Allah Ta'ala to the means. To the means. Right? So these akabirin, mashayikh, elders, when they are speaking, they are speaking with a very, very deep fikr for our iman. They are seeing the threat to our iman. That how can you put iman at risk? Right? You're playing with the iman. That's the most valuable thing you have, and you are playing with that. Right? But because we don't have that level of fikr, we are not looking at it like that. We're not looking at it. Ji. So here, coming back to this discussion, so Hazrat Ji, Muhammad Sallallahu Rahmatullah Ali mentioned, so when it comes to nafal, ibadat, etc., then a person must take into consideration two things, his sihat and sahulat, his health and ease, health and ease. So Hazrat Ji Rahmatullah Ali says that looking at sahulat, looking at ease, you have already seen that you have health. Generally, most of us, most of the time, we are in good health. Now and again, we may have a flu or something. Illa mashallah, there are some people who are what you call this, for want of a better word, sickly. That all the time they are not well. But those are few people, small percentage. Generally, the general population, all are in good health. Now and again, you'll have a dip in health and you recover and you carry on. So now we have seen that we have good health. There are no straitened circumstances for us. There are no obstructions in carrying out other necessary duties. That means if I have to do this nafal, it is not going to harm any other necessary duty that I have. Right? And we have in our heart muhabbat for Allah Ta'ala. That's the main ingredient. Right? So following the demand of that muhabbat, the banda will carry out his ibadat. The demand of love, that I've got good health, it's easy for me, there's nothing obstructing me, there's nothing else that I have to do now, right? So I will now carry out ibadat, but the ingredient is muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise we'll find that we got a lot of free time, we got good health, everything. But the only thing we haven't got time for is ibadat. We haven't got time for ibadat. Everything else we'll find time for. Right? Just now some hobby of ours, we got all the energy. A person sometime, he don't have the energy to go from his house to the masjid for namaz. The masjid may be 2 kilometers away, 1 kilometer, 3 kilometer, whatever. And he got a motor car also, right? But he doesn't have the energy to get into his car and go to the masjid for salah. He's lazy. You know? Right? But just now for one hobby of his, or one function of his, or some friend of his, he has to drive all the way to Harry Smith, or he has to drive all the way to Johannesburg. He's ready. They are. He got the energy, he's fit, he can go. So what it shows, that we are lacking muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala. You take a student in the class, he can be sleeping away. He is studying tafsir of Quran Sharif. He is studying hadith of Huzur Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but he's sleeping away. The very same student, just let the classes time finish. Right? Let the classes time finish. And now let the friends start some other conversation. He is fresh. He is fit. He is fresh. He is ready.
How come? There is a lack of muhabbat for Allah Ta'ala. Muhabbat for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That is what we are lacking. If a person has got a love for Allah Ta'ala, a love for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, one student come to madrasa, so he said, no, I'm only here for 1 year. In the 1 year, I need to wrap up my hips. And next year, I have to go to university now. I'm just taking out this 1 year now to do my hips, and next year I'm going to university. So today the student comes to me. You see, when Allah Ta'ala puts something in the heart, the student comes to me and he says, you know, I'm not worthy of this. I'm not worthy of the Quran Sharif. In other words, it's Allah Ta'ala's ni'mat. Allah is allowing me to learn His kalam. Otherwise, where am I? How can I be deserving of this? Worthy of this? And then he says that, you know, I had said when I come to madrasa, I just got 1 year, I was finished my heels. Now my intention has changed. So now my intention is that, Ya Allah, I'm in it. And I'm going to do it. I want it, no matter how long it takes. Just my goal now, my listing, my desire, that, Ya Allah, you bless me with the Quran Sharif. So you see when it changes, you see. First what the mindset is, and then when Allah Ta'ala turns it, then it becomes something else. Then it becomes something else. So the muhabbat for Allah Ta'ala needs to be there. So when the person has got that muhabbat, he will say, definitely I will carry it out. Definitely I will carry it out. So in the majlis there was a person sitting in the majlis by the name of Fahim. So Hazrat Ji rahmatullah alayhi, so when Hazrat Ji said, definitely I'll carry it out, so that person may have, you know, said Ji, or he may have said something. So Hazrat Ji rahmatullah alayhi said, Fahim sahab is saying that definitely he will carry it out. This is a matter that requires fahm. Fahm means deep understanding. Hazrat Ji, from his name, Fahim, Hazrat Ji is saying, you need fahm. Yes, Fahim sahab is saying, the demands of fahm, the demands of fahm, he is giving proof of fahm, that definitely he will carry it out. You see, the demand, Allah Ta'ala has given us akal, that Allah has given me sihat, Allah has given me sahulat. Now what is stopping me from making that extra ibadah? Why am I rushing out? Hazrat Muhammad al-Haq Magna Sahib, Naam Barakatu, he always mentions this, that we are coming to the house of Allah Ta'ala. Why are we coming? We are coming for a meeting with Allah Ta'ala. We are coming for a meeting with Allah Ta'ala. So why the talking with other people? I'm coming for a meeting with Allah Ta'ala. So, in fact, on Saturday night, Hazrat was had a bayan at the Hivs Jalsa in Durban, and he mentioned this example. He said that if you are at the court, and you're waiting for your case, a serious case coming up, and you're waiting now, you know, for your case to come up. Are you going to be worried about anything else at that time? You only worried about your case. You worried about your case now. What's going to happen? How this thing is going to go? Your whole fikr, your mindset, everything is on your case. But when we are coming for a meeting with Allah Ta'ala, then our head is everywhere else besides with Allah Ta'ala. So, Hazrat mentioned that when we come to the masjid, the malaika that are at the doors of the masjid, They say to Allah Ta'ala, that Ya Allah, this banda of yours is coming, he has cleansed his outside, but his inside is dirty. How can we allow him in? He's coming to talk to you, and he's coming with jealousy, he's coming with kibar, he's coming with anger, he's coming with all these different, you know, diseases and filth in his heart. Inside is dirty. He must use his gaze, he must use his tongue, he must use his ears. And now he's coming into your house. How can we allow him to come and talk to you in this state? So Allah Ta'ala instructs those malaika that see, he made the effort to wash his outside. Right? So now what you'll do, all the filth from the inside, take it out. Take it out. And now the person comes into the masjid and he is park, he is pure. Now we come inside the masjid and we're talking. Allah Ta'ala is going to such lengths to purify us, to cleanse us, and still allow us to speak to him. Now we come and our mind is in other things, talking about other things. And this person now, he comes in, he reads his namaz nicely, everything. And he is leaving the masjid. And the malaika asks Allah Ta'ala, that Ya Allah, that we removed all this from him. Now we got all his amanat here. So what must do now? He's going. So Allah Ta'ala says, once you have taken it off him, then don't put it back on him. Taking it off, leave it off. In actual fact, is it not necessary, as far as Allah Ta'ala is concerned, it is not necessary. As far as Allah Ta'ala is concerned, the nafal ibadat is not necessary. You don't have to do it. If you don't do it, you're not going to get any guna. Sunnah ghair muakkada, if you don't read, you're not going to get any guna. But the demand of this love, will drive a person. No, I have to do it. I must carry it out. I must do it. So Hazratji asks that, have you understood this concept? This is the meaning of taslim. I've handed myself over to Allah Ta'ala. I've handed myself over to Allah Ta'ala. Not my nafs. Just now, we were discussing with the class. That one of the Ummahatul Mu'mineen, the daughter of Sufyan, Abu Sufyan, you know, radiallahu ta'ala, because he became Muslim after that, radiallahu ta'ala. So his daughter was one of the Ummahatul Mu'mineen. You know. So when her father had passed away, 3 days passed. So after 3 days passed, she called one slave girl, right? And she took some perfume, she put it on the slave girl. And the residue of that perfume, she put it on herself. And then she said, that look, by Allah, I have no need for perfume. In other words, I got no need now to beautify myself, make myself attractive. Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has passed away. Right? There's no need for me to do all this. But I have heard Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on this mimbar saying, right, that it is not permissible for a woman who believes in Allah Ta'ala to mourn anyone's death for more than 3 days. Except if it is a husband, then she can mourn for 4 months, 10 days. So, although her father passed away, but I must not do against what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said. But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I mustn't go against that. I mustn't do against that. So this is taslim. We're talking about taslim. To hand ourselves over. Surrender ourselves to the ahkam of Allah Ta'ala, the Shariat, the Sunnah of Huzur Paak, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But sihat, health, and sahulat. If a person's sihat, a person's health, is going to be affected by carrying out certain optional things, and now the health is going to get affected to such an extent that the person won't be able to carry out the zaruriyat of life, the necessities of life, the faraz ibadat too will get affected, then it's better to leave out the optional. Don't do it to that degree where it's going to affect your sihat and your sahulat. How beautiful our deen. How beautiful, how balanced, wonderful deen Allah Rabbul Izzat has given us. When it comes to roza also, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam prohibited the ummah from sawmi wisal. It fast one way now, no iftar, no sehri. So this is prohibited on you. Don't do it. Why? It's going to affect your sihat. And if your sihat is going to get affected, now you won't be able to function properly as a human being. You won't be able to function properly. Allah Ta'ala, Dostofiq. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار اللهم إنا نسألك الصحة والعفة والأمانة وحسن الخلق والرضا بالقدر اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين آمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين.